This is Animali. My name is Camilla Arnold. Episode number one is here. We're talking today about what Donald Trump can teach you about horse.
This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai.
This article discusses how former President Donald Trump tried to pay off a legal bill with a horse, and how Stephen Colbert reacted. Trump has a reputation for ignoring bills, and so lawyers are not willing to work for him. This article also discusses how Trump belongs to a wider class of modern politicians who are always and only talking about themselves, which can be harmful to the country.
Former President Donald Trump has always had a unique relationship with horses, and it was revealed in his new book that he actually offered a deed of payment to his lawyer to pay the legal bill for his former president. Stephen Colbert discussed this on The Late Show recently and joked about how the horse in question must have been quite expensive. According to The Guardian, New York Times reporter David Enrich further reported that Trump's lawyer was paid with an offer of a deed for a horse as part of the bill. It's not clear whether or not Trump actually owns any horses, but this story certainly reveals his willingness to take unconventional steps when paying bills. Former President Donald Trump was once in a situation where he needed to pay a lawyer. But instead of simply writing a check, he offered the lawyer a horse. It's possible that the reason why Trump did this is because he didn't have any money or because it was an unconventional way to pay off his bills. Trump's son Eric Trump said that when his father stammered out an offer of a horse, the lawyer first refused, but eventually regained himself and accepted the offer. This story gained some traction when Stephen Colbert had his own take on it and said that it made him feel like Mr. Trump had pulled the deed out of a filing cabinet in his office and handed it to the lawyer as payment for services rendered. Donald Trump, the reputed attorney and businessman, has been highlighting politics in a way that many reflexive media bashers have argued is entertaining. He has been able to satisfy her curiosity with his Supreme Court majority musings and overturning abortion rights. Though many reflexive media bashers like to make light of his stiffer Donald Trump persona, he has taught us a lot about horse. He has shown us that when it comes to getting what you want and satisfying your secret life, there's no substitute for big law. He also admits their debt to journalism, lawyer something else, all of which are key components of the legal profession today. While Donald Trump's presidency is often criticized for its authoritarian tendencies, his decision to join the horse racing industry and assist in the rise of journalistic handicappers may be overlooked. To play reporters, playing horses and handicappers only waste product, he incited insurrection and made the right decision. He provided coverage of horse racing that was not boring or uninformative trivia, it was something that most people could relate to. Donald Trump's ire was sparked when an equine contest winner was disqualified due to a draw. The Trump Organization then broke the long-established rule of maximum security for outside equine and allowed the horse to race in the contest. The point is that Donald Trump does not take no for an answer and will do whatever it takes to get what he wants, even if it means breaking rules. That is a lesson that can be applied to horse riding as well. Trump has attended the Kentucky Derby, tweeted about it, and even won an online trophy for being the most tweeted about horse. His trophy cabinet includes accolades from other nations, and he has become an idolizer of the sport. On a Sunday morning, you will often find him up at 5 a.m. tweeting about his latest horse-related activities, such as attending cricket matches or talking about derby results. Trump also is a captivating conversationalist when it comes to horses and is not afraid to talk about them in public or on social media. He also uses his influence to encourage others to get involved in horse riding, with many of his supporters taking up the hobby themselves. This can be seen in the way he encourages his associates to take part in horse shows and races, and how he himself has been known to spend time riding horses. Donald Trump is a business mogul and modern politician who knows how to take advantage of an opportunity. He recently used his influence to offload a horse at auction for $2 million, which was more than enough money to pay his legal bills. So, what can Donald Trump teach us about horse? He's a great example of how to professionally run outfits and how to handle perceived injustices. Mr. Trump is no stranger to legal proceedings, and has been known to steamroll over opponents in court. He has also shown that a mind for random lawyerly tactics is also required in order to win. Donald Trump Jr. told his father's biographer that Trump used the phrase "horse race" to describe his 2016 campaign
rally, telling his eldest son that he believed in family and would win the race if they all worked together. This racehorse analogy was used by President Donald Trump over decades, but it took on a whole new meaning when he said it at a 2016 campaign rally in Iowa for the first time. According to a biographer, Trump recalled his father's advice from when he was a child: "You have to treat people like a racehorse. You have to know how to get the best out of them." This statement has been used by Trump supporters as an example of his business savvy, but it has also been seen as an example of what many saw as his racist views during the 2016 presidential campaign trail. Donald Trump has also been accused of promoting the cruel and painful practice of horse soaring. Horse soaring is a cruel practice that involves intentionally causing pain to a show horse in order to make it perform better. While this may seem like an odd thing for President Donald Trump to be associated with, it appears that he may have been trying to send a message about the importance of believing in your horse and treating them with respect. The devastating consequences of this practice have been felt around the world, as many horses have suffered terrible injuries due to horse soaring.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Camilla and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Animali and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Podbot.ai